Okay, so we're at the top of Yudalad Amud Aleph. We'll be talking about the idea, which is known as the Goldfarb mechanism. As Ken was the pioneer of transferring, you know, debts, he became. That's how he made his, you know, put Warren Buffett pretty far in the back rearview mirror there when you transfer the debt over to the third party. So the question was the Kenyan. We talked about the Mamad Shlosh Dan Kana. So this is the top line of Yudalad Amud Aleph. B'haya hanada kamishtani le'bin milva yishana le'milva chadasha gamar mishabe nafshe. That even if you don't go back to the origin moment, a debtor wants to be mishabed himself to this third party because he's now renewing the lease, as it were. He now has more time, right? There's always an advantage to have access to capital for longer. So in one of these kinds of situations, you can imagine the creditor saying, okay, you don't have to pay me now, but you'll pay, you know, Nathan Kruman 6 months from now. So most people are going to sign up for that because for them it's the same money, right? They're going to have to give up the same $30 or whatever it is, or $1 million, but they benefit in the sense that they have that extension. So Amalei Yehuna Mar Brei the Rav Nechamila Rav Asher Lemiatigon Hani Devei Baral Yashiv the Kafti V'Shakli La'alter. Everybody gives you that option, right? These third parties that they could be very aggressive. Achanami Lokanu V'Chisim Achanami. This is always the bugaboo, right? We're never looking to create artificial distinctions. So, as if we're like halachum moshem yisina echadoha. This case, v'idachlam Rav Yehuda Mershmuel hakosiv kol nechasav liishto lo asal la putrapa. Right? She doesn't really have full ownership, even though you wrote the whole thing. This is like a manifestation of hefker baz and hefker. V'idach case three, damer chanina hameisi isha livno gadol. Bebayis Kano, is what I like to call Israel style. One of the interesting things about Israel, Martin, I don't know if they told you, your son told you about this yet, if he's going to hit you up for it. But in Israel, it's a very common thing, actually, I'm not sure if this applies to American parents, but maybe Israeli parents, they get their kids their first apartment. You heard about this? So this comes from the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you marry your son off at a particular location that isn't where you live, so there by default, we assume that what you're really doing is you're not only marrying him off, but he gets a house to boot. Not bad, right? You know, that's a two-for-one, if I ever heard one. Okay. So we'll see if we'll see if they get Martin on that one, too. So I'm going to rather vacha vardala kava de marika isli gaboy, isli gabach. So this is a kav of saffron. So yavi li ploni ba'ape kamino chadalo hadrana bi michadi boy hadarbe, matzi hadarbe, only because there's an explicit stipulation that it was not returnable. Otherwise, it would have been. So he's just saying that as a general rule, one cannot retract. No, we already established. It's not retractable. So the Gemara makes a very interesting point, which I guess the first significant point for the day, in a sense, is that the whole idea of b'mamad shlosh dan kana, that's you're going to require for a very serious amount of money. But if you're talking about, you know, something, a person says, look, you know, I have a measuring cup, I don't know, of saffron that you owe me. And the guy says, yeah, instead of me, give it to Handel, you know, Amalka wants to make, saffron pie tonight. So you would think that, what do I care about b'mamad shlosh dan? That's a relatively inconsequential, you know, kind of a transaction. So even there, we need a mamad shlosh dan. We can't integrate the third party willy nilly. Okay. So hano ginoi, there were some garden workers. They were working on what do they call it today? There's a great term that the young people have for it. A farm share. Farm share, is that the right term? Okay. Yitzchak, can we get confirmation about that? These people, they were like planting vegetables together.
Right.
Is that right? Is that we call that a farm share?
It's shared agriculture. Farm share is as good a name for it as anything else.
Okay, good. So let's call it a farm share, all right? Nothing original. In chadash tachas hashamesh, hanog, you know, it's a farm share, okay? So, that's Yitzchak. We were talking about this on Shavuos. Who knew, right? Adira, you know? Part of that scenario. So I know Ginai David Chushbana Bahade Hadai Pash Chamish Istri Zuze Gabi Chadmina Yu Amilei Yavinu Nihale Lemari Ara. So there, one of them had more than his allotted share, and they said, "Okay, so give it to the person who owns land. I mean, these guys were working the land. They didn't really own the land, right? So so they say, give it to this guy. Okay, so turns out you should count right the first time because there was, they also said this, Ba'ape Mariar, everybody was present. There's a Kenyan. So he starts counting his money. It turns out he doesn't have any extra. So as the commander of Nachman, he says, now I have Taurus. We all committed that I would give the excess money back to the owner of the land. Not only that, but it was a Mamad Shlosh. So not only that, we did an extra Kenyan, but I don't really have any extra money, so I don't want to be out my shirt. So Amalei Ma'i Avilecha Chadadam Rav Hunam Rav. He says, number one, it was Mamad Shlosh, and we owed HaKadu Mirach, we made a separate Kenyan. So Amalei Rava, Atu Hai, Mika Amar Lo Yavina, Deleka Gaboy Kamar. So Amalei Mekain, Kenyan Betozu, V'chol Kenyan Betoz, Chozer. Says, none of this was said in the situation, it was done under false pretenses. The whole scenario was the Mamad Shloshtan and the Kenyan were done with the assumption that he actually had this extra money. He doesn't have any extra money here. So, you know, Rava comes in swooping for the rabbinic save and says, you don't owe anybody anything. You only agreed to pay back excess. You didn't agree to pay back that which was really rightfully yours. Okay, so that's a very important point. So, even though he handed it to a shliach, he's still responsible till when it gets to the creditor. Right, if he's really responsible, he says, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So if he's responsible for the achrayus, that by definition means that he should be able to retract. So when you appointed the shliach, did you give him full control? So lo de chulian the holy chazachita mi v'hachavakavivki marasav lo arminon migo marasav arminon migo. So everybody agrees that holech is really zachi, that the shaliach has acquired this. But you know migo, since I'm going to be Shmuel saying, look, if I'm going to be responsible, if I as the mishaliach, the one who sent the agent, is going to be responsible for anything that happens along the way, so then I should retain control. I shouldn't retain liabilities without privileges. So if I retain control, that means that I can retract this return. It seems perfectly logical to me. Good. So Tani Kavase the Rav Holich Manu Ploni Shani Chayavlo Tain Manu Ploni Shani Chayavlo Holich Manu Ploni Pikado Sheishu Biyadi Tain Manu Ploni Pikado Sheishu Biyadi Chay Beachrisim Balachzor Eno Choser Pikado No Leimalei and Ritzon Shei Victor No Biyad Acher. Right, when it comes to Pikado, that's like low lying fruit. You could just say, I don't want anybody else to be handling my Pikado. So I'm Reb Zera Kshehuchza Kafer. Maybe this is only the case when the guy, the Mishaleach, is established to be a kafran. He's a, he's a known criminal, a hardened criminal, as my grandfather Zichron Lebracha would say. You know, you're dealing with people like that, so you don't want to take any chances. Reb Sheshes Havali Ashrasa Desarvali B'Mechosa. So Reb Sheshes, you know, he had a, before there was the Burlington Coat Factory, there was the Reb Sheshes Coat Factory, and the way that he used to do business was that he used to, you know, send codes. Good morning, Elisheva. How are you? Towards the bottom of your mouth. So, Ken, this was his business model. Very smart, I think. At the beginning of the winter, he would send the coats out, and everybody needed a coat. Then they'd, you know, be able to pay him back in the spring, right? So that's the idea. So the only thing is, he just needed people to go travel there. For some strange reason, Tosos asked his kasha, they couldn't pay him over Venmo or Zelle. So he actually had to go, you know, collect the money, okay? Now, I had a neighbor growing up, just had a little bit of color to this. So he was, I'm not going to say the neighborhood because, you know, you can't say these things today. But he was a landlord of an apartment building. Let's say it wasn't in Beverly Hills. So collection days were always fun days on my block. You know, as my neighbor Warren, you know, he would come back. And if he would come back, you know, we would, my brother and I like to tease him. He'd say, we'll be going to shul tomorrow to say Hagomel. Collection days are always fun days, okay? So that's really where this Gemara is going. I see Ken smiling, you know, if you have a little experience, you know what I'm talking about. So, Rav Sheshes Havalei Ashrasa de Sarbali Mechoz, Amalei Rav Yosef Rechama. He says to Yosef Rechama very innocently, "Oh, you're going to Mechoza. Do you mind bringing it back to me?" So Azal Yavinulei. So Amrilei Nikni Minach. So he says, I'm going to, bring the payment. So they say, fine, just make a Kenyan, you know, that you're going to be responsible. So Amrilei Hu in. So initially he says yes. L'sof ishtamid lehu, but then he really doesn't take responsibility if he gets mugged along the way. So kiyasa l'gabe yom le'shapir avad lo shavin avshcha v'lo v'lish malve l'shnachrina shapir avad eved lo v'lish malve. Comes to the same place that basically Rav Sheshes was praising him and said, it's good that you didn't accept that responsibility on yourself. Why should you accept responsibility for this kind of a situation where, you know, you essentially have nothing to gain? I just asked you to collect for me, but I wouldn't have never put you knowingly in such a difficult situation where if you get mugged along the way, then you'd be out, you know, whatever the, you know, could be a significant amount of money. It was whatever the coats were worth that year. So Rabbi Achi and Rabbi Yoshi Havalei ispaka the chasba ben harda. So he had a certain valuable silver kli in the harda. So Amal Hula Rabbi Dusai, Rabbi Yani, Rabbi Yosi, Bar Kipar, Bahadi, the Asisu, they were coming back from the harda, soon the holly. So I want you to bring it back. So also Yave Nihale. So they were ready to bring it back. So Amar Lahu, so the fellow said to them from the Harda, Nikni Minoichu, we want you to accept responsibility for this. So Amar Lahu, lo. So they said, no, we don't want to accept responsibility. So Amar Lahu, Adrein Yualan. So if you're not willing to accept responsibility, then give it back to us. So Rabbi Dusai, Rabbi Anai, Amar Lahu, in. So he says, fine, I'll give it back to you. I guess I won't be bringing it back. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Kipar, Amar Lahu, lo. So he says, I'm not giving it back to you. So they started to rough him up, okay? In the old-fashioned way, okay? This is not a microaggression, just plain old aggression. So Amar Lechazi, Mar Heichi Ka'avid. So Rabbi Yosi Bar Kipar, who's being worked over, so he says to his buddy, Rabbi Dustai, Rabbi Yanai, he says, look what they're doing to me. So Amar Lehu Tavra Mulei, he says, beat him more. Now that's pretty shocking, right? They started out working together. Kiyasu L'gabe, when they made it back to Rabbi Achai, it wasn't just that he didn't, you know, jump in on my behalf. He encouraged them to give me a good beating. So Rabbi Yanai says these guys were first class gangsters. You think I'm crazy? So when they wanted it back, so I just gave it back to them. What is it worth me getting killed over? Said these people are they have no inhibitions. You know, if they wanted to, you know, tie somebody up, they would tie him up. If they wanted to kill him, they would kill him. Right? These are not people from the the League of Women's Voters or the Library Society over here. These people are total gangsters. So they're hardened criminals. So what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to risk my life over this? So I wanted you. He's explained to Rabbi Yosi Bar Kipar. He says I didn't understand why you were, you know, being so impractical. You refuse to take responsibility for this, and then they say, so give it back to us. And when you refuse to give it back to them, these gangsters, they start, beating you up. What did you expect? You should have just given it back to them. So Rabbi Achai's response, which means, Krovin L'Malchus means basically, do they have the government paid off? Okay, you know, they have an arrangement. Back in the day, we used to call this a protection fee, okay? You know, it's a little bit of a security fee. So he says, yes! So I'm like, hey, Yeshlam Susim Pradam Shiratsin Acharim. He says, do they have how well armed are they? So I'm like, hey, and he says, yes, they have everything. So I'm like, Hachi Shapir Avantin. So he says, if that's true, so then of course you did the right thing. What are you crazy? Right? You don't go starting up with the gangsters. You just have to live with it for what it is. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Kipar, who was, you know, being so puritanical about this, almost got himself killed. So holich manu poni v'halach u'bikshav lo matzo, he dies, tanichad yachsul v'shalech, tanidach liyarshim yishnishtachul, lima kavif. Yidimar sever holich chazachi, and once the zachiyah happens, it has to go to the heirs of the one who was supposed to receive it. Mar sever holich lav kizachi, so it goes back to the one who sent the agents. And Rabbi d'chleyam v'halich lav kizachi, v'lokasha, ha'vabari ha'bishchim. The distinction is, whether we're dealing with the person who sent being a bari or a shchiv meira, the shchiv meira, we have kiksuv and chum mesurin. So Rezuda Amar Hava Hava shchiv meira, had the isay the kabel b'shas matan mos, had the lacing the kabel b'shas matan mos. Again, getting back to the issue of mamad shloshtem. So Papa Amar Hava Habibari, Hadamis Mikabel Bechayin Osein, Hadamis Nosein Bechayin Mikabel. So again, getting back to the issue of Mekachtos, if the ultimate recipient was already dead at the time when the transaction was meant to take place, so then it's a Mekachtos. Lema Holech Chazachi, Tanayim, maybe it's really a Mechokes Tanoim. Tanya Holech Manu Laponi, Behalach Habik Shalom Mitzahu, Yachson Shleach, Mesi Mishaleach, from Nasun of Yaakov, Amri Yachson Yorshe Mishaleach. Good, so it should go back to the heirs of the one who sent. It should go back to the heirs of the intended recipient. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Amr Bishum Rabbi Yaakov, Shem Bishum Rabbi Meir, Mitzvah Kayim Divri Ames. You have to fulfill what the Meis said, like, especially if it was the Shchivira. So Divri Shchivira Keksuv Vechemisurin. So it should go to the heirs of the Meis. The heirs of the intended recipient. Chachamim Amr Yachaloku. This is like Mamun Hamutal Besafek, so we say Yachaloku. You can't necessarily apply Hamotzi Mechavir Al Baraya here because we don't know who the Motzi is. V'chan Amru Kamash Yirtz Shliach Yasa. Interesting. So they say whatever the Shliach sees fit, he should do. It's like the Shuda Daini, Machokis Rashi Rabbein Natan. But a Shuda just means, yeah, do whatever you want. Just choose one way or the other. So Rabbi Shimon Anasi Al Yadia Yemai said, Rabbi Yachsel Yorshe Mishaleach. So my love, I can be forgiven. Tanakam is over. Holech lav kizachir. Rabbi Nasser Yaakov Nami holech lav kizachir. Rabbi Gav Demis, lo amin on mitzvah lekayim de mirabeis. Yeshomim holech kizachir. Right, that it really is like a form of schos. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Amar, Rabbi Shimon Yaakov, Shem Rabbi Shimon Meir, holech lav kizachir. No kin is made. Miu, hecha demis, amin on mitzvah lekayim de mirabeis. Chamor miyachaloku, misapkalu, vikan, amru shuda adif. Right, instead of splitting it, just say, give to whichever party you want. Rabbi Shimon Hanasi, maisa asalash minan. Lo bevari dechule alma lo pliki v'hacha mayaskinan b'shchivera. We're talking about a person who set this process in motion. It was on his deathbed. Pluked the Rav Lazar Rabbanan kamiflegi tan hamechalik nechasa v'alpiv. Rav Lazar Amar echad bari v'echad mesukan. Whether the person is healthy or whether he's very sick. Land nechasim sheishal mecharayas nikin mekesiv shar v'chazaka shem mecharayas nikin alav mishicha. You need a formal kinyan. V'chacham imomri. And this is a wipaskin. Elu nikin da mira again. Debe shchivera kiksu bechum besurin damim. So Amar lo ma'isa b'iman shal b'nei rochel. He's b'nei rochel. We'll meet them in a second. Today is Gangster Day, right? Shahaisa chol avama tinasin kivinasi libiti. So she says she wants her kivina, which is a nushka. It's some kind of a klima techa, some kind of a vessel. She says, give it to my daughter. So v'hi b'shnei maser mana, and that's what it's worth. Umei's son, she died, as was expected. V'kimu chacham mestivara. So the chachamim paskin, derish chivir, akiksu v'cham misurin dami. So amr lahem, so the response was, v'nei rochel tikbere mimam, which is not a compliment. You know, they should have died before their mother, meaning these people are gangsters. We can't trust what they have to tell us. So tanakam kreb lazer, v'nasab yakov nami kreb lazer, avagav demis, lamina mitzel akayim devei ames, yoshorim kirabanan. So maybe they really hold like the rabbanan who hold mitzel akayim devei ames. Rav Yehuda Anasi, yisham rav yishim rav meir kreb lazer, they don't know exactly what to do in this situation. Which again is interpreted by Rabbeinu Tam to mean they should just decide one way or another. We say Rabbi Shimon Hanasi Nasi, who was Rabbi Shimon the Nasi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Omishmei the Nasi Kamar, or he was relating a tradition of the Nasi. Tashmada Rabbi Yosef Alach Rabbi Shimon Hanasi. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Nasi, Adayin Sibar the Chanasi, the Kamer Rabbi Shimon the Nasi. The Teiko, we're not really sure. So Guvan Rabbi Yosef, Lach Rabbi Shimon the Nasi, the Kamer Lan Devei Shchivin Rak Iksu Ben Chumisurin Dami. So Rabbi Yosef Maki La Bibari, he says, yeah, that's because he was the Shchivin, right? He was healthy the whole time. So V'holi Yorshe Mishaleach Kamer. So it goes back to the heirs of the one who set the process in motion. The Kamer Lan Mitzvah L'Kayim Devei Ames. So we paskin that way. Like the Chachamim, so Tani Yachzur leMishaleach. So it has to be, it goes back to the original Mishaleach. Rashi comments, Tani b'milsa de Rabbi Shimon, Yachzur leMishaleach, lo titni liyorshe Mishaleach, de below meis askinan, must be a situation where he didn't die altogether. So again, after much discussion, we say that we paskin like the Chachamim. You don't use a Shuda, you don't just decide what the best thing to do is, so we don't want to give that kind of responsibility to the agent. We say the mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames and divrei shechiv meira kiksuv v'nechum esurin damu, that we have these two principles. If the one who sets the process into motion dies, we do whatever he says. If he was a shechiv meira, so then we say, in that situation, it's as if it's already been transferred. Now, we mentioned a machlokas before, that assuming the mishaleach retains liability, right, unless the shaliach explicitly has taken that liability, so what's good for the goose is good for the day. Again, this was Shmuel's point. Shmuel said, look, you know, if I still have responsibility for something that happens, I'm returning $1 million, I'm returning a golden ladle, or I'm returning whatever it is, a shovel to somebody, if I am still liable during that period, I can retract on that act of returning. Okay. So that was Shmuel's point against Rav. Now, one other very major point that we saw today is that, yes, it's true, Mamad Shlosh Tan Kana. Yes, it's true that if there was a separate Kenyan, that would strengthen that. When we saw a situation, remembering the farm share, with these guys, you know, who basically said to one of the participants, you owe a certain amount of money, you have more than your share. And he accepted it. But then when he went and he did the, you know, he checked the accounts, it turns out that he had exactly the right amount. So in that case, we paskin that he doesn't, just because they had a Kenyan, doesn't mean anything, because the whole thing was under false pretenses. It's exactly a mekachtos. So that's another very critical point. And the third point that we spoke about is that when you're dealing with gangsters, you have to be intelligent. You can't, be too clever by half. So that was the story of the Reb Dustai, Reb Yanai, Reb Yossi, Reb Kipar, that these people were unwilling to return an object to them without them taking responsibility for any liabilities that happened along the way. Okay, so they weren't willing to do so. So Reb Dustai, Reb Yanai was willing to go back to the one who sent him, Reb Achai, say, look, I couldn't do it. You know, this is the situation. And Reb Yossi, Reb Kipar was totally fixated on being able to fulfill the shlichos, but in the final analysis, right, you know, he almost got himself killed. So you had to be very careful when you're dealing with people who are krovei malchus, you know, who have the government paid off and have no inhibitions in their own right. So you shouldn't try to too noble for your own good, because that obviously can lead to, you know, what we would call an unhappy outcome in the field. Hadron Allah Hamevi Get. The next parak is also called Hamevi Get. So in one of the more creative names for a parak, we call it Hamevi Get Tinyana, Mevi Get number two, for the second chapter. And I look forward to beginning tomorrow in Tesvav Amid Aleph.
Thank you, Rabbi Shalom.
Nice day. Thank you, good day.